Fashion mogul Peter Nygaard arrested on sex trafficking charges. By Breitbart News on December 15, 2020. New York, AP, Canadian fashion mogul Peter Nygaard was arrested on charges alleging he sexually abused women and girls after luring them into his orbit with opportunities in fashion and modeling over the last 25 years. Nygaard, 79, was detained after a Winnipeg, Canada, court appearance Tuesday following his Monday arrest by Canadian authorities at the request of the U.S. No date was set for a bail hearing, though he was due to return to court January 13. His lawyer, Elkan Abramowitz, declined comment. His arrest on sex trafficking, racketeering and related charges came after the FBI raided Nygaard's Manhattan offices earlier this year. The raid came soon after 10 women sued Nygaard, saying he enticed young and impoverished women to his Bahamas estate with cash and promises of modeling and fashion opportunities. Several plaintiffs in the suit, filed in New York City, said they were 14 or 15 years old when Nygaard gave them alcohol or drugs and then raped them. Nygaard has denied all allegations and blames a conspiracy caused by a feud with his billionaire neighbor in the Bahamas. In announcing criminal charges, authorities said Nygaard used the prestige of an international clothing design, manufacturing, and supply business he founded and headquartered in Winnipeg, Canada, to persuade victims, sometimes with a history of being abused, to submit to his demands. According to an indictment, he capitalized on the Nygaard Group's influence, using its employees, funds, and resources to recruit women and girls under the age of 18. The indictment alleged that Nygaard and his co-conspirators, including Nygaard Group employees, used force, fraud, and coercion to enlist the women and girls who were sexually abused and assaulted by Nygaard and others. The indictment said Nygaard offered false promises of modeling opportunities and other career advancement, along with financial support, to lure victims, while restricting their movements to isolate them. It said he forcibly sexually assaulted some victims while others were forcibly assaulted by his associates or were drugged to ensure compliance with sexual demands. The indictment said he maintained personal and quasi-professional relationships with some victims, referring to them as girlfriends or assistants while requiring them to travel with him regularly and to engage in sexual activity at his direction with himself, with each other or with others. It said he also directed them to recruit new women and minor-aged girls to be sexually abused. Nygaard abused some women and girls at his properties in Marina del Rey, California, and in the Bahamas, during so-called pamper parties where some women, including minors, were drugged to force compliance with his sexual demands, the indictment said. It added that he sometimes paid the women and girls amounts ranging from hundreds of dollars to several thousand dollars. He also directed and pressured girlfriends to have sex with other men at sex and swingers clubs in New York City, Miami, Los Angeles and Winnipeg and utilized sexual swaps in which male friends and business associates would bring Nygaard a date for sex in exchange for sexual access to one of Nygaard's girlfriends, the indictment said. Meanwhile, 57 women, including 18 Canadians, have joined the lawsuit, which alleges that Nygaard used his company, bribery of Bahamian officials and considerable influence in the fashion industry to recruit victims in the Bahamas, United States, and Canada. It alleges he kept a database on a corporate server containing the names of thousands of potential victims. Nygaard's accusers had their passports taken from them when they were flown into the Bahamas, the lawsuit alleges, adding the designer expected a sex act before he was willing to consider releasing any person from his estate. A spokesman for Nygaard said earlier this year he was stepping down as chairman of Nygaard Companies and would divest his ownership interest. Nygaard International began in Winnipeg as a sportswear manufacturer. Its website says its retail division has more than 170 stores in North America.